Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio Show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. A great group of people here today from Special Kids, Special Families. John Carroll, Development and Communications Manager. Hi, John.
Hello, Renee. Good to be back with you.
It's great to see you. By the way, I like the beard.
Oh, the beard. It doesn't translate well on radio. But
no, but I do like it.
Theater of the mind.
Do you like it?
It's a work in progress.
Is it? Are you going to go for one of the long ones? And
No, I think...
Okay, braid the beard?
I like the shorter trimmed look, yes.
Yeah.
I'm going for the old Norwegian sea captain look.
It looks good, John. Tanya Morgan, ICANN Assistant Coordinator, is here. Assistant Director, Tanya. There we go. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Pull that mic up there, Tanya, closer to you. There you go. And also joining us this morning is Gwen Henschhold. She's the Volunteer Coordinator. Hello.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Nice to have everybody here. So there is a big... First, let's start off with, so everybody can jump in here, John, take the lead. What is Special Kids, Special Families for those that don't know?
Right. Just if you haven't heard of Special Kids, Special Families, you may have heard of Zach's Place. That's one of our programs. We provide specialized care for children and adults with disabilities, intellectual, developmental disabilities. And so Zach's Place is one of our program. That's the one for kids. And that's been in existence more than 20 years now.
Yeah.
It is located off of 30th Street, just north of Garden of the Gods, in a beautiful daycare facility. So it operates 7 days a week and not a set fixed hours, anything like that. We provide care that the parents need when they need it. So we might be there at 6:30 in the morning until... 8:30 at night, whatever their needs are. We let the parents set the schedule a month ahead of time, then we staff accordingly. And that's for kids 2.5 up to 18. And then we have our adult services program, and that's got a few different components here. We've got Joey's Place, which is a day program, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3. The clients come to us, and we have transportation as well. And they come and spend the day and do sorts of different activities. Some of it's a lot of it's fun, a lot of it's hobby oriented. Some is educational, and we'll get to Tanya can talk more about the things that happen there and the ICANN program,
which is so fantastic.
The other part, integrated community accessibility and networking, we call it ICANN, and these are clients that also come to us, but then they turn around and get back on the vans and go out in the community, and they love to go to the Y, swimming, bowling, mini golf, the mall, the library, outings and things like that. Part of the group, volunteers, for example, Springs Rescue Mission. And then we have residential host home providers. These are families that will take an adult with a disability or more than one into their home and care for them there. We have also a child placement agency.
Which is amazing too.
Foster placement and... adoption, we can be involved with that as well. So we've got well over 40 families that I think are part of our child placement agency right now. Foster kids, they might be with a family for 6, 9 months, a year, maybe more. In some cases, those families may end up adopting that child as well. And our newest service, which we'll get to talk a little more about, is our behavioral health. We're offering counseling and specialized therapy in individual, family, group settings. And what's unique, and this is not just for people with disabilities, it's for anyone age 4 on through adult, and we can provide that therapy in English and Spanish. So there's a lot going on at Special Kids, Special Families these days.
And that's incredible, John, because the need is great. So Special Kids, Special Families coming to help fill that need and work with the community on that. That's incredible.
Yeah, there are a lot of fine organizations in this. We are a 501c3 nonprofit. And so we generate a lot of our funding through fundraisers. And that's why we're here today, Renee.
Exactly. And we're going to talk. It's the annual Bowl-a-thon. Bowl for the Green. I love it. And this one, generally, it fills up every year, doesn't it?
It does. We take over Kingpin Lanes off of North Academy, and we fill all 24 lanes. We have families that support us. We have local businesses, and they come out and form teams as well. a lot of our clients get to bowl too, and their families come. And it's a St. Patrick's Day theme, so a lot of green costumes and prizes and drawings and things like that.
And it's already filling up fast. So folks need to, obviously, this isn't just a show up and participate, right? They need to get pre-registered.
Exactly. Okay. It's coming up March 7th. It is from 2:30 to 5. And the best way to register is to go online to our website, sksfcolorado.org.
And is Colorado spelled out or is it just
Colorado spelled out,
And O-R-G, and then they can go sign up, and they can do as many registrations as they want, like bring as many people as they possibly can, right?
We like to see teams of 3 to 5 people so that, you know, everybody gets a chance to bowl their 2 games. Shoes are included, and it's only $30 per person and $15 for kids 15 and under, so it's just a fun atmosphere, a great day all the way around.
Absolutely. And you're helping support special kids, special families. So again, go and get registered. Again, the website is sksfcolorado.org. That's Colorado spelled out. And get registered now for the Bowl-a-thon, Bowl for a Green. Because we've talked about this the last couple of years, John, and it really fills up quickly, like really quickly.
Well, and we do have to turn people away, and we're looking down the road at possibly, do we want to add another session or something like that?
Oh, that's fantastic.
So
yeah,
we'll think about that. But there are still some open lanes.
Okay.
And there are plenty of other ways to get involved as well if you can't join us to bowl.
Perfect. And we got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk about I Can and a lot more on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us, special kids, special families. Whoop, whoop, everybody. Whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop.
There we go. John Carroll, Development and Communications Manager. I always have to get a whoop, whoop in the day. Tanya Morgan, ICANN Assistant Coordinator. Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
Gwen Henschold, Volunteer Coordinator. Okay, so Tanya, it's been a little bit since you have been in here last, so I would love if you would, and John kind of touched on it, refresh our memories about ICANN. This is an incredible program, and the work it does in the community is amazing.
Okay. Well, yeah, ICANN in general, we go out every day, Monday through Thursday. We provide transportation to and from places such as libraries, museums, the Y, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And we are very proud of our volunteer program. We have a group of clients who go out every day, and they provide volunteer work in the community themselves.
That's incredible.
Yes.
So do they kind of decide where they would like to volunteer, and how do they get connected with that program?
We are always seeking new volunteer opportunities. We really want to give our clients a variety of job skills,
right,
which is what we're working towards, so that they could maybe get a job someday. So, yeah, anytime if your organization would need a group of clients to maybe come out and help you out, please let us know.
Yeah, so how do the clients get involved with ICANN? Is it, like you said, you can take them out to different places, they can volunteer and build on those skills. So how do the clients actually get involved?
Well, we have 4 different groups, and we do base them on abilities. So depending upon the group they're in, they have a different calendar location that is special for them for the day. So yes, the volunteering is generally done by our higher functioning individuals who are interested in increasing their skills. And then we have leisure activities for our other clients who want to have something fun or educational for the day.
That's perfect. And like you said, they go out Monday through Thursday. That's where you go to different locations, right?
Yes.
And how long do they generally spend at those locations?
Our community is from 10 to 2.
That's great.
Yeah. So we always have a lunch break in the day. If you do want to buy a hot lunch, there's always a hot lunch option, depending upon where the group's going that day.
Now, if folks are listening and they would like, I would love to get, and this is for the adults, right, obviously?
Yes.
Or is there kind of a child's version of this as well?
No, this is
mostly the
adult half of the program.
Okay.
Zach's Place for Kids, They kind of stay there, and they go on field trips and outings as well.
Right.
But the Bowl-a-thon that we're talking about coming up March 7th, this fundraiser is for our adult services program. So that's Joey's Place and I Can. And so I wanted, Tanya, to kind of be able to address more about what our clients, 18 on up through seniors, are able to take part in.
So what have you seen, like, when the clients go out to some of these places to volunteer? Like, what are some of the great activities that they get to do?
Well, one of our biggest places is the Springs Rescue Mission and helping the homeless and really getting in there and interacting with our community. And there have been even times when we've helped serve them lunch and really interacting with that homeless community population and getting a better understanding about them and what their needs are.
Yeah.
We also participate in lunchroom monitoring at Rocky Mountain Classical Academy. This is another fun thing that we do for the children in our community. And I'll give a shout out to our newest volunteer location, Sunny Vista. So we're learning companionship skills for people experiencing dementia. So going in, having a cup of tea or coffee, playing a game such as bingo, and just really providing that companionship and building friendships.
Now, so say an organization or a business is listening, and they would love to be a part of this, a great location for the clients to come to. What is the best? Is there like a criteria that they need to, you know, like requirements they need to meet? How does that work in qualifying to be part of this?
I do have to provide a safety skills assessment to ensure that it is a safe location for our clients to volunteer. I have unfortunately had to say no a few times due to any hazards.
Right.
But any safe location that can provide a safe and predictable environment for our clients, we'd be more than happy to give it a try.
So they just reach out, is that right?
Yes.
Call or go to the website and say, I would love to have some of the volunteers come here.
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And if someone is listening and they're like, oh, I would love to get maybe my adult child or my adult sibling or into this program to help them, how is the best way to do that?
We get most of our referrals through the resource exchange.
Okay.
A lot of folks have to start there first. And it's, you know, TRE, the resource exchange. You can go online and find them. And if it's got a wide variety of services for people with various types of disabilities and things. So, and when they come to us, most of our clients are on some sort of Medicaid waiver, things like that. So that's all covered. And I wanted to, you know, you can't tell by looking at Tanya, but she actually has eyes in the back of her head.
Oh,
because
it's the long hair, right, Tanya? It covers it up, right?
I tagged along on one of the outings. It was to Library 21C.
Oh, perfect.
And, you know, there was maybe a half dozen clients there. And as soon as they get in there, get settled in, boom, they are wandering off in all different directions, and she had an eye on everybody.
Yeah.
Kept them all closely together.
That's fantastic.
It was very fun to see.
Yeah. So if folks, again, want more information about this, about becoming a place where they can go volunteer, or, and again, for if they have a someone they would like to be in, that's through Resource Exchange, but if they would like to be a place where the volunteers can come, just reach out, right?
Absolutely, yes. We are always seeking more experiences.
And again, the website is a great resource, SKSFColorado, spelled out, .org, or our phone number is 719-447-8983.
Okay, and speaking of volunteers, we're going to talk with the volunteer coordinator, Gwen Hengehold, when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with special kids, special families, whole room full of amazing people, including John Carroll, Development and Communications Manager. Hello, John.
Hello, Renee. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Gwen Hengehold, Volunteer Coordinator. Hello, Gwen.
Hello, hello.
And Tanya Morgan, ICANN Assistant Coordinator. Hello, Tanya.
Hello.
Okay, Gwen, so welcome, by the way, to Colorado.
Thank you.
And you have taken over the volunteer coordinator for special kids, special families. And when you... Like when we're talking about like coordinating, right, John, volunteers, it's not like, oh, we need like a court, like somebody come and do a coat check. No, you are talking from folks to come volunteer to stay with families and some of the clients and medical and, I mean, an incredible range of volunteers. And that's what makes Special Kids Special Families such a special place, if you will.
Right. Special Kids Special Families being a nonprofit, we thrive when we have our volunteers.
Right.
You know, that's how most nonprofits, you know, get stuff done.
Yeah.
And our volunteer base is from someone coming in and answering phones to cleaning to assisting with clients.
Right.
To helping with big events. We have one volunteer who's just amazing. She's pre-med.
Right.
And she's been with us for a couple of months, and she's almost with us every single day.
To help with the clients.
To help with the clients. Yeah. I mean, she does just about everything.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things I always like to do when I sit down and talk to people who want to volunteer is really find out what they need out of it as well. You know, because they're spending their time with us.
Yeah.
And we so appreciate that. But we need to find out, you know, what their needs are. So, you know, the one gal that works with us, again, all the time, being pre-med, she's using her volunteer hours for her degree. You know, so, I mean, it's just across the board on how people can come and help us.
Well, and I'm sure, of course, there's a process to become a volunteer for Special Kids, Special Families. And they, if they have questions, they can reach out, right, and ask.
Yep, absolutely. There's a process from you know, just kind of filling out a volunteer form to, you know, if we're going to have them work with clients, you know, on a one-on-one, we need to do background checks and stuff like that. So we need to be really careful. So there's different levels of volunteers.
But if somebody would love to, you know, what were we saying in the break? There's nothing like the heart of a volunteer, right, John? And that's the saying, right?
Yeah. And Gwen's title should actually be volunteer wrangler.
Wrangler.
Because she's got volunteers out at our various different programs, Zach's Place, Joey's Place, and in fact is going to meet some new volunteer candidates right after this.
Right.
And, you know, we're here talking about the Bowl-a-thon. There are also volunteer opportunities there as well.
Right. Like you said, for the event, you can volunteer. But even residential host homes, you need a foster families, right? Is that, but that's a different process, correct?
Well, we can use volunteers in a variety of ways. And like Gwen said, they're doing us a huge favor.
Yes, absolutely.
But also, you know, we're helping them out at the same time and what they need. So it's kind of a two-way street there. So the opportunities are endless. I mean, we're coming up with new ways every day that we can use. We have, you know, administrative needs at the office.
Yeah.
And like Gwen said, you know, front desk reception type of stuff. Use some help there.
So, Gwen, what is the best way then to reach out and find the available? Is it just easy to assume everything is available for volunteers, right?
Yeah, I would. Yes, that's a good assumption.
Okay.
Everything is available for volunteers.
Okay.
The quickest way is to go to our website, like John keeps saying. They can fill out the volunteer forms right there.
Okay.
And email it right to us.
And then once it is received, then the process goes into obviously review the application.
Correct. Yeah, we review the application and I get back with them and set up a meeting. But, you know, like we were saying, we've had volunteers. We had a science teacher come and do a project at Zach's, you know, with the kids and an art project for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We had people come and wrap gifts for Christmas. You know, we had, John, how many gifts did you get?
Hundreds. Yeah, the gifts were donated, but so that's one aspect, but then help wrapping is always needed. We've got I love our music and dance programs. People come to Joey's Place and they'll perform and get the clients moving around.
Absolutely.
And singing.
We have a couple of volunteers that actually come and do yoga and music. And it's so much fun. And to see the clients, their eyes just light up.
Right.
They just light up. I mean, I walked into adult services a couple of days ago and the room was just lit up and the energy was just amazing.
So go to the website sksfcolorado.org and go find out about all the volunteer opportunities. It could be in any number of ways. Maybe multiple different things, right?
Yeah, it just depends on what your interests are and what your talents are, you know, music, dance, art.
Yeah.
Science? Yeah. Anything like that?
Cooking?
Cooking is a big one.
Absolutely. Yeah. So go fill out that application and get volunteering. I love it. Well, Gwen, we know that you have to get going. I know you keep checking the clock. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about how you can get involved. The Bowl-a-thon, you need to get registered today if you want to be at the Bowl-a-thon Bowl for the Green, because it fills up quickly, and we'll have a lot more on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Special Kids, Special Families Development and Communications Manager John Carroll. Hello, John.
Renee, so great to see you again.
Thank you for coming in. And she is the ICANN Assistant Coordinator. Tanya Morgan is here. Hello, Tanya.
Good morning.
And Gwen, she had to get going to a meeting. And we're talking all things Special Kids, Special Families. And today we're really highlighting, because of the big bowl-a-thon coming up, and we're going to talk more about that. You need to reserve your spot now because it fills up quickly. But this is to benefit Joey's Place.
And our adult services.
Yes,
and we talked
adult
about
services.
ICANN yeah. earlier, but Tanya has been, you know, she's one of our long-standing employees, so wanted to just have her talk a little bit about what goes on at Joey's Place. It's a day program.
Absolutely. So it sounds like, Tanya, the 9 to 3, right, is the program, or that's the time they can come in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so they can get transportation there and everything?
That is correct. Yeah. There's all kinds of different transportation. We are currently providing transportation for individuals, as well as people riding Metro Mobility and Vita Coach, et cetera.
Right. So they can get signed up, and then they can get transportation to there.
Yes.
And then once they're there for the adult programs at Joey's Place, what's kind of some of the stuff that the programs are involved with?
So in Joey's Place, personally, I think that we have the best spec cab in Springs, but, you know, I might be a little biased.
Yeah, just a little. That's
but
okay,
no,
though.
In Joey's Place, they're learning life skills every day. So we're learning how to count money, how to manage money. We're learning how to shop through ads. And we're also learning basic skills such as cleaning. We have a cooking class almost every day.
Where cooking class. I'm just saying, nobody wants me cooking, Tanya.
Yes.
So I should probably go to that.
So and then they share it as a snack at the end of the day.
That's great.
The thing that they prepared.
Yeah.
So learning how to read a recipe, make those measurements. We even learn things that, you know, like how to load a washer and dryer or a dishwasher. Things that, you know,
that help them to become more self-sufficient.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Focusing on that independence.
Absolutely, which is so important.
Yes.
So how does the, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but the ICANN really and the Joey's Place, they just go hand in hand, really, don't they?
Yes, they really do. And we have several clients who might take a couple days of ICANN and then choose to take a couple days of Joey's Place.
Okay.
So, and in Joey's Place, they highly focus on STEM activities. So any activities such as, I know last week, I think they were building a model of the human heart. I didn't get
wow,
a chance to see
that's
it.
That's awesome.
But I think that that's incredible that they're doing that.
That's amazing.
Yes.
So, again, is this kind of for Joey's Place? Is this, again, kind of a referral to be a part of Joey's Place? We know it is for the ICANN program.
Yeah.
But is it also a referral?
The same for the
for
adult
Place.
Services.
Okay.
Yeah. You go in someplace like the Resource Exchange, a center-based community board there, and then they refer to the direct providers, which we are among many. But
yeah,
and so you don't have people coming every day.
Right.
But we generally have, 2 to 3 dozen people on the Joey side, another couple dozen on the ICANN side. On a daily basis.
Yes.
But you know what? I can't imagine how appreciative of this program, these programs that the families are. I mean, helping them, like you're saying, become more independent and develop more skills and everything like that. That's incredible.
Plus, you bring up a good point, is what Special Kids, Special Families is all about, not just caring for these individuals with disabilities, but giving the families and the caregivers respite. A break from
yeah.
having to care. You know, if someone has a child with a disability, that is a full-time job. You can't just leave that child with a family member or oftentimes or a babysitter or anything. They need very specialized care. But then when their client comes to stay with us, Then these families can spend time with other siblings, or we have a lot of low-income and single-parent families, and maybe the parent is trying to go back to school to finish a degree, or they have to work, or or they just need to get a break and go shopping and take care of themselves.
Right, yeah.
And they know that their person with a disability is in good care with us.
Which is amazing, because that's hard, I'm sure. Well, any caregiver in any way, shape, or form knows that that's just hard. You know, handing your, not handing, but your loved one over, like, okay.
Full-time job.
Full-time job. And then for you to step away for a few hours or whatever it is.
Or whatever you need. At Zach's place, we can accommodate overnight stay for a child. And we have done so several times. And it might be a parent that needs surgery and is going to be in the hospital for a night or two.
Right.
And they have no one else to care for their child. Mm-hmm. So we're able to arrange that as well.
So again, if you want all the details about the different programs, you can go to their website, sksfcolorado.org. And John, we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, but there's new services now coming to special kids, special families, services that, as we're seeing, not only across our community, but across the country, and that's behavioral health services. And it's not because there's an increase of service or need. I just think it's because we are now saying, we need more behavioral health services.
There, it is a great need. Yeah. It certainly is. And we are now offering that at Special Kids, Special Families. It's, we have licensed providers providing clinical assessment for all range of mental health issues. It can be individual, family, group therapy. This is not just for people with disabilities, though. This is anybody who needs that kind of service, age four on up through adult.
Okay.
We accept Medicaid, private pay on a sliding fee scale, and we're now contracted with Cigna Insurance, trying to get on with other major providers like that. And again, we offer these mental health services in English and Spanish. So that's kind of unique too, because you might find some of the population may be reluctant to seek help if they don't think they're going to be able to communicate with that therapist. So we can, again, contact the website, sksfcolorado.org, or Maria Berger, and her number is 719-471-3184, and she is one of our licensed providers and also our assistant executive director.
That's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about, we only have a couple minutes left. Again, we need to talk about the Bowl-a-thon. Again, this is to help benefit Joey's Place, right, and the ICANN program.
Mm-hmm. And we have, it's a lot of fun. It's Saturday, March 7th, 2:30 to 5.
Perfect.
Get your lane reserved. And Tanya, we do have a lot of fun contest prizes.
Yes, we do. We have, number one, we have raffle prizes every year. Wonderful prizes that are being donated through different agencies. So there's raffle prizes to win. And we also have prizes for things like the most gutter balls or the
that
best
would be
costume.
Me. Yeah, John's like pointing at me like, Renee, that would be you. Yes, you, it would.
You get the bumpers.
I do.
So if you're not great at bowling, you still might win a prize.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Both of the green St. Patrick's Day theme, so a lot of dressing up and costumes. Just $30 a person. And if you can't join us to bowl, we're looking for sponsorships, prize donations,
volunteer
help, anything like that. It's a fun way to spend the afternoon, Kingpin Lanes off of North Academy.
And again, it fills up quickly. And like you said, we're over halfway there, right, for registrations.
Over halfway. A few lanes still available.
Okay.
They fill up close to the end there. And 24 lanes. So 24 teams coming out and join us.
I think it's so fantastic that it's like, well, we might have to add another, you know what I mean? Like, add another session for it.
Kind of like in Jaws, you know, we're going to need a bigger boat.
It's perfect. John, Carol, Tanya, Morgan, thank you so much. And Gwen, thank you so much for coming in from Special Kids, Special Families. Coming up tomorrow on the Extra Space Foundation is here. Start the Colorado Space Heroes Hall of Fame. We'll have all the details. That's tomorrow on the Extra on KRDO News Radio.